This is WKSU News. I'm Anna Huntsman. Many are wondering what to make of the news that the former Lordstown General Motors plant may be sold to a new company. Representative Tim Ryan says bringing jobs to the plant is good news in the long term, but not necessarily beneficial for the GM workers who lost their jobs when the plant ceased production.
The UAW will have all kinds of issues on the table, I'm sure. Whether or not there's an opportunity for people who have left to come back, maybe. But again, they'll be in a different company and a different pension system, so I'm not sure how all that works. But the UAW is going to be front and center in negotiating the rest of this deal.
Ryan says he wants to learn more about Workhorse, the Cincinnati-based company wanting to use the plant to build electric trucks. He hopes the company stays true to its current plan to employ United Auto Workers from GM. GM begins national negotiations with the UAW on a new contract in July. I'm Anna Huntsman, 89.7 WKSU.